I would tell you it was invaluable for us this year in setting a foundation that we think that's going to put our team in the direction that we want to be able to achieve sustainable success. I guess the simple term for me, I would say, is the word it was necessary. You know, we went through this year, the things that we embodied and the things that we kind of accomplished this year brought us back to seeing the good and the bad. There's positives and negatives. I would tell you that there's two sides to this season. We started in a direction where there were some positives early, and then there were some negatives late. I think those are obvious, and I think in that instance, we've learned a lot about ourselves. We learned a lot about our culture. We learned a lot about that foundation that we're trying to lay, and it's not perfect right now, and that's going to require us sanding some edges and making some adjustments, and we recognize that. I would also say that it's we're obviously not happy with how things finished up at the end of the season. Our goals are to sustain winning over a long period of time here, and we fell short of that goal this year. I'd also like to say that, you know, from my point, I think it'd be a discredit to the players, the staff, the coaches, everyone that was involved in this thing, not to really requisitely look at the positives that were accomplished this year. You know, bringing meaningful football to Cleveland in the month of December is, I think, something we should hang our hats on and be positive about, as well as the ability to start to establish a culture of creating accountability. The next man up philosophy, I think, that Pet talked about during the course of the year was important for us. And moving this foundation and this franchise forward towards our goals at the end of the day is really what we're focused on here. So there's a lot of things that we really want to make sure we get across. I think that from Coach Pettine, Jimmy Haslam, Alex Shiner, myself, all believe that at the end of the day, this is about creating a culture where we consistently win. And at the end of the day, we find a way to bring championships to the city of Cleveland. Necessary to continue to move the franchise forward. I think we brought meaningful football. We were playing meaningful football in December in Cleveland for the first time in I don't know when. We had a chance to win our division. We were competing. We played it right down to the last game, and that's what we want to continue to do. Now, we got to find a way to win those games. I think there was one game this year where I felt like we didn't look like we belonged, and that was the second Cincinnati game. We got throttled pretty good. Beyond that, we played in every football game, and our guys stepped up. They played well, and they demonstrated they were a credible NFL football team. And to move that forward next year, we got to find a way to win those close games. I mean, maybe five or six games this year decided for us in the last minute of the game, maybe 2 minutes. So that's a product of trying to, like, now you got to figure out how to win. We're there. We're at the doorstep. The question is, can we continue to advance the football and move it across the line? Again, I know I'm old school in certain respects, and I came through with coaches like Dan Reeves and Ray Rhodes and other guys that coached back in the 80s and 90s. And one of the things I was told when I was a young player in this league is that your best ability may be your availability. And we tend to believe that here to some degree, where, you know, you've got to be accountable to yourself, to others, and to this organization. I think Jimmy made that clear after the game. I think Pep made that clear yesterday. Guess I'm just kind of putting the period on it today. Excellent. I like Pet. I think he's a really good coach. I think that he's very deliberate with our players. He's very deliberate with his messaging. He's very aware and astute of the things that need to happen and transpire. And he carries that message forward on a daily basis. And I think the guys in the locker room respect him. I think they play their hearts out for him. And I think he was absolutely right in his comments the other day about the respect necessary for those guys that went out on the field on Sunday and tried to get us a victory in Baltimore. And granted, we came up short, but our guys played hard, and I think that's a true testament to who Mike Pettine is. We've already done it. We've already changed staff. We've changed our processes. There's a lot of things that you inherit the first year you get it, and so after the draft, we made certain changes. We made a lot of changes. We added a lot of experience to our group this year, and we changed our processes. And we changed how we do things, and we changed how we look at the players. And we've gone to some tried-and-true methods of some of the older scouts that we brought in because that experience matters. And so moving forward, it will be different. There will be changes to it. Yes. Like I said, I think the foundation is heading in the right direction, but it's not perfect. This is the first year of an organization moving forward, and there's going to be times when things aren't exactly how you want them, and you got to make those adjustments and those changes as things move forward.